You ever catch yourself saying like all the time?
Oh yeah, all the time.
The other day I was trying to explain cryptocurrency to a friend, and I sounded like a broken record. Just erm. It was like my brain just completely stopped working.
It's so funny how we try to like avoid it,
Right.
but it always creeps in.
Yeah, and that's actually what we're going to be diving into today,
Okay.
the world of erm.
Interesting.
Specifically, this meme cryptocurrency project called Erm World.
Okay.
And they've built this whole ecosystem
Wow.
around this filler word, and it's actually built on the Radix DLT.
Reddix, okay.
So you're familiar with Radix, right?
Yeah.
Known for its speed and scalability. It's a pretty interesting choice for a project like this.
Yeah, you wouldn't really associate a meme coin with Radix,
Right.
which is often used for more serious applications. Makes you
Exactly.
wonder if they're thinking long term.
Yeah. For sure. But for now, their website is just pure gold. It's hilarious. Like, they have all these fake conspiracy theories about and like this tongue-in-cheek white paper. They're
Intrigued.
really leaning into the absurdity.
I like it.
What I think is really interesting here
Yeah.
is that they're tapping into something that like everybody does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, think about it. Politicians, celebrities, we all say it.
Everyone arms.
Yeah, it's just this quirky little habit
Yeah.
that like transcends language and culture.
It's true, and they actually have stats on their website
Oh, really?
about how many erms are spoken globally each day.
Oh, wow.
It's insane.
So, okay, we've established that everyone does it.
Yeah.
But the question is why?
Good question.
Is it just because we're all terrible at speaking?
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
Linguistically speaking, does serve a purpose.
Okay.
It's like a placeholder,
Right.
buys us time to formulate our thoughts. It can also signal a transition in conversation
Okay.
or even help maintain social harmony.
So it's not just about like being awkward or unprepared.
Sometimes it is,
Okay.
but sometimes it's strategic.
Interesting.
Like, think about those awkward silences
Oh, yeah.
in a conversation.
Yeah.
Can smooth things over.
Right.
Or imagine you're asked a really difficult question that can buy you a few seconds
Yeah.
to gather your thoughts.
I never thought of it that way.
It's like a verbal shield
Yeah.
protecting us from this onslaught of words.
Totally. And Erm World takes this whole concept, turns it into this meme, which is both hilarious and kind of thought-provoking.
Yeah, they're really interesting
Yeah.
because they're not just creating a cryptocurrency. They're
Right.
creating a cultural commentary. It's a lighthearted look at this
Yeah.
quirky habit we all have.
It's like they're saying, hey, we all do this weird thing.
Totally.
Let's not take ourselves too seriously. Let's
Yeah,
have a laugh about it. But
absolutely.
at the same time, I feel like there's a deeper layer here. This fear of this anxiety we feel when we hesitate. Why is it so universal?
That's a good question. Well, I think it comes from like the societal pressure
Yeah.
to be articulate, to
Right.
always have the right words ready. We're just conditioned to see hesitation as a weakness,
Yeah.
a sign of incompetence.
So we end up feeling judged, even for just like a split second pause.
Absolutely. And Erm World kind of flips that whole idea
Right.
on its head. They're
Yeah.
celebrating the embracing that awkward pause.
Yeah. And their website is just full of, memes and jokes that just poke fun at this universal experience.
They even have this Erm flu concept
Oh,
with the
yeah.
different stages.
Yeah, like the mild stage where you only during small talk, all the way up to the severe stage.
And some of those descriptions are a little too real.
Yeah, they hit a little too close to home.
They're so funny though,
Yeah.
because they tap into that anxiety. Like deep down, we're all terrified
Right.
of being that
Well,
person
yes.
that erms constantly.
Yeah, the one everyone avoids in meetings. And their mascot, the yellowhead, really captures that feeling.
It's
Like
perfect.
the visual representation of rain fog descending. Have you ever felt like that yellowhead in a conversation?
All the time.
I know I have.
It's such a good symbol.
It's relatable, humorous, and like a little bit unsettling all at the same
Dude,
time.
that's great.
And they play with that symbolism in like all sorts of ways. Like they have this whole section on the history of the yellowhead, and apparently it's been spotted throughout history, from ancient cave paintings to Renaissance art.
That's amazing.
They even have this theory.
What?
That the Mona Lisa's smile is actually her just trying to hold back an erm.
That's hilarious.
It's comedic gold.
It is.
But also makes you think.
It does.
Like, this erm has been with us for centuries.
Yeah.
Across cultures, continents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's this hidden language we all speak.
Yeah. It really is.
It's a sign of our shared humanity.
I like that.
So we've talked about the individual erm.
Yeah.
But erm world takes it like a step further.
Okay.
They've created this whole mythology around it.
Oh, wow.
With like erm conspiracy theories.
Right.
And erm rituals.
Interesting.
Like, they've built this alternate reality.
Yeah.
Where erms is this powerful force.
Right.
Shaping our thoughts and our actions.
Controlling us or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we're getting into the really weird stuff.
I'm ready.
They have this theory about big tech tracking our erms.
Oh, no.
To create these like personalized erm profiles.
That's creepy.
I know, right?
It's like black.
I know, it plays on our paranoia.
Yeah.
About data collection and surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
And we laugh at it. But there's also this underlying feeling that maybe they're not wrong.
It's a little unsettling.
It's like a joke that makes you question everything.
Exactly. And that's what's so clever about erm world. Mm. They blend humor with social commentary.
Yeah.
In a way that really makes you think.
So it's more than just a meme coin.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
It's a commentary on our relationship with language.
Right.
Technology. Mm. And even our own anxieties.
They even have these erming exercises for stronger erms.
Oh my God.
Like, it's so ridiculous.
That's amazing.
But it makes you realize how much we overthink.
Yeah.
These little imperfections.
It's like they're saying, stop trying to be perfect.
Right.
Embrace the erm.
Yeah. And I'm not saying we should all start like erming excessively.
Of course not.
But there is something to be said for accepting it as just a natural part.
Absolutely.
Of communication.
It humanizes us.
Yeah.
It shows that we're not machines.
Right.
That we sometimes struggle to find the right words.
And maybe that's okay.
Exactly. Maybe it's even a good thing.
What's so fascinating to me is how the context of the erm really changes its meaning.
For sure.
Like, a well-placed erm in a casual conversation might just be a sign that you're gathering your thoughts.
Right.
But that same erm in like a job interview
could
be interpreted as like a lack of confidence.
Lack of preparedness.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like a chameleon.
It is.
Adapting to its surroundings.
Precisely. And that's what makes it so fascinating to analyze.
Right.
It's a social lubricant in some situations.
Uh-huh.
A sign of nervousness in others.
Yeah.
And a source of humor in others.
Right.
It just depends on the context.
And, you know, it can be used strategically.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, politicians use it all the time.
All the time.
To buy themselves time or to dodge a question.
It's a classic move.
Right.
It's a rhetorical tool.
Yeah.
Just like any other.
Like, a well-placed erm can shift the focus.
Totally.
Change the tone of a conversation.
Uh-huh.
Even manipulate an audience.
Yeah, for sure.
So that whole conspiracy theory about politicians using erm to distract us.
Mm-hmm.
Could there be some truth to that?
I mean, let's not go full conspiracy theory.
Okay.
But you have to admit, a well-placed erm can shift the focus.
Right.
It's a distraction technique that's been used for centuries.
Yeah.
Think about those long, rambling speeches
filled
with erms and ahs. Right. It's enough to make anyone's eyes glaze over.
It's like a verbal smokescreen.
Exactly. So while erm world might be presenting it as a joke, there is a kernel of truth there.
Yeah.
Language can be used to manipulate and control, and your erm is just another tool in the arsenal.
Okay, I think we've officially gone down the rabbit hole. But that's what the deep dive is all about.
I love it.
Uncovering those hidden layers, those unexpected connections.
Oh, yeah, and in this case, we've uncovered a whole universe of meaning hidden within a single sound.
Who would have thought that erm?
I know. Right.
Could be so complex.
It's crazy.
It's like this linguistic chameleon changing its colors.
Yeah.
Depending on the context, it could be a sign of hesitation,
a
tool for manipulation,
right?
A source of humor, and even a symbol of our shared humanity.
It's pretty profound when you think about it.
It really is. And erm world, with all of its absurdity and humor, has really managed to capture that complexity.
I think so, too.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener?
Yeah.
Why should you care?
Good question.
About Erm World and its message?
Well, on one level, it's just pure entertainment.
Okay.
I mean, their website is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's a great way to escape the seriousness of the world
right.
and just have a good laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But on a deeper level,
yeah.
Erm World challenges us to think differently
okay.
about language and yeah. communication.
Right.
It reminds us that even the most mundane sounds
mm-hmm.
can carry meaning.
Yeah.
And that our imperfections mm-hmm. are often what make us human.
So the next time you catch yourself saying Erm,
yeah.
don't cringe.
Don't apologize.
Embrace it.
It's a sign that you're thinking.
Yeah.
That you're processing information.
Mm-hmm.
That you're human.
And who knows?
What?
Maybe it's a sign that you're a genius.
Okay, maybe let's not go that far.
Okay, we won't go that far.
But I do think there's something to be said
yeah.
for recognizing the value of those pauses.
Right.
Those moments of hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
They give us time to reflect.
Right.
To choose our words carefully,
right.
to connect with our audience on a deeper level.
So the next time you hear someone say,
yeah.
don't judge them.
Just smile.
Just smile and remember
yeah.
that you're part of a global community.
Exactly.
Of Ermers.
All stumbling through life together.
Yeah.
One awkward pause at a time.
Indeed.
Well said.
It's almost like they're giving us permission
yeah.
to be ourselves.
Totally.
Flaws and all.
Embrace the flaws.
Yeah, they've created this space where it's okay
right.
to be awkward, to hesitate, to not have all the answers.
Yeah.
And in a world that's like constantly telling us
mm-hmm.
to strive for perfection.
Yeah.
That's kind of a powerful message.
It is. And they have this section on the website called
okay.
You Know You've Been Ermed.
Okay.
Where they encourage people to share like memes and photos of themselves.
Okay.
In these like awkward erm moments.
Like a hall of fame.
Exactly. It's a celebration of those moments when our brains just go offline.
Yeah.
And we're left fumbling.
And by sharing those moments.
Yeah.
We're normalizing them.
Right.
Taking away the shame.
Exactly. We're saying, hey, this is part of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually kind of funny.
And remember that call to action they have?
Oh, yeah.
Reminder. Think of this project every time you Erm.
It's so good.
It's like they've implanted this reminder in our brains.
Every time you hesitate.
Yeah, every time we hesitate.
You think of Erm World.
We think of Erm World.
That's good marketing.
It's genius.
They turned our awkwardness
yeah.
into a promotional tool.
But a promotional tool with like a
yeah.
positive message.
Yeah, exactly.
So to bring it all back,
yeah.
should we all rush out and buy Erm tokens?
That's up to you.
Okay.
It is a meme coin, so there's risk involved.
Right.
But I think beyond the financial aspect,
yeah.
Erm World offers something valuable.
Okay, what's that?
Yeah, a reminder to not take ourselves too seriously.
It's a celebration of the Erm. You
yeah.
know, those moments when our brains just take a little detour.
A little detour.
And we're left wondering what to say next.
Yeah, and maybe those moments are what connect us all.
That's a nice thought.
It is.
So the next time you find yourself saying,
mm-hmm.
don't cringe, don't apologize.
Just smile.
Just smile. Remember, yeah, you're part of the global community.
The community of Ermers.
All navigating this crazy thing called life together.
One Ermin at a time.
And hey, if you're curious,
yeah.
check out the Erm World website.
It's worth a visit.
Even if just for the laughs.
Absolutely.
All right. That's it for this deep dive into Erm World.
It was fun.
Yeah. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And remember, embrace the Erm.
Embrace the Erm.